Obama. Even freaking Obama is panicking. He's out there supposedly campaigning for cackles. He's campaigning, which, by the way, is useless because historically, Obama's got no coattails. He's never had coattails. No one he campaigns for win. He's like 0 out of 100. That's an absolute embarrassment. And here's one of the reasons why.
Is that we have not yet seen the same kinds of energy and turnout in all quarters of our neighborhoods and communities as we saw when I was running. Now, I also want to say that that seems to be more pronounced with the brothers. So if you don't mind, just for a second, I'm going to speak to y'all directly and say that when you have a choice that is this clear, when on the one hand you have somebody who grew up like you, knows you, went to college with you, understands the struggles and pain and joy that comes from those experiences. He's had to work harder and do more and overcome and achieves.
He's so boring. I mean, what? You can see everyone's just kind of going, does this speech have a point? Our brother is Donald Trump, the convicted felon. That's our brother right there. I mean, and what is it with these accents? We got to talk to the brothers in this place. Now, the brothers. I can't do it. That's Obama openly blaming black men for Kamala's calamities. The brothers, as they call them. It's their fault. He's openly blaming black men for her impending defeat. And by the way, that is exactly what former Clinton pollster Doug Schoen is saying. Maybe Obama isn't being that unfair. Schoen was on Fox News the other day, and he made it clear, based on the polling that he has seen and conducted, that Trump is getting more of the non-white vote, particularly the brothers, particularly the black men under the age of 50. He's getting more of the non-white vote than any Republican candidate in over a half of century. And there's simply no way Kamala can hemorrhage traditional Democrat constituencies like that and still win the election, particularly in the blue wall states of Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, which is exactly what we're seeing in the polls and in the early voting. So Obama's just saying the now not so quiet part out loud. The coalition that he put together back in 2008, which assumed that the non-white vote was forever devoted and faithful to the Democrat Party, that always sells them out, by the way. He's recognized that coalition's unraveling. And there's no way Kamala can pull this off without that coalition. That's why it's the brother's fault. These accents. We got to, Josh, Michael, we got to put a reel together, a video reel of just all the accents in this campaign. Maybe, I'm sure Trump has done a few of as well, but gosh, they're just so funny. Mark Mitchell of Rasmussen Polling tweeted out, quote, "It is probably fair to reason that contingency plans are being weighed right now in the Kamala and among the Democrats." And what he means by that is that we'll probably start seeing money reallocated to the down ticket races in the next couple of weeks, trying to minimize the disaster in November. Rich Barris, too, is seeing precisely that. He's saying, keep an ear out for a new narrative among Democrats, which is we need to save Congress in order to keep a check on Donald Trump. We need to save Congress So that means we can expect to see funds diverted away from Kamala and put more towards congressional races to minimize the down ticket advantage. Hey, gang, with everything going on right now, it's hard to say what could happen or what will happen. And to make matters even worse, we usually don't find out until it's too late. But when it comes to your money, you should understand what's at stake. That's why I partnered with GoldCo. Now, you guys know I'm a big fan of hedging future risks with the timeless value of gold and silver. And that's why you've got to click on the link below or go to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com to get your free gold and silver kit. Gang, it's an amazing free resource that shows you step-by-step how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or a 401k. And the best part is that you may already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. You've seen the writing on the wall. Click on that link below or go to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com to get your free gold and silver kit right now, because this is about taking back control of your freedom and your privacy. We can't predict the future, but we can certainly prepare for it. So don't wait. Take action now to defend your freedom, your privacy, and your future. Click on that link below right now. I mean, again, the frustration they're going to have is we tend not to vote split ticket. We talk about that a lot on this channel. We tend not to vote. I think 2008, ironically, was the last time we saw a lot of split ticket voting. But generally speaking, if you vote, whatever party you vote for the president, you will tend to vote for that party, down ticket, Senate and House races as well. There is another narrative that's forming that's a bit more sinister. And you've probably seen this. It's pretty diabolical, but it's also, again, it's showing how desperate they are getting. It's coming from members of the more radical, far left frothing wing of the Democratic Party. They're now openly saying that they will not certify Trump's election. The repulsive representative Jamie Raskin has told Axios News that if there's even a shred of evidence that Trump interfered in the integrity of this election like he did in 2016 with Putin, I kid you not. I kid you not. There's not even a shred of embarrassment when he says this. I kid you not. But he's literally telling, he's telling Axios, but if there's even a hint that Trump engaged in election interference, that would lead to a revolt in the House among his fellow Democrats not to certify Trump's election. I mean, the projection here is just beyond insane. How anyone cannot recognize that kind of projection, anyone with just half a brain, it's beyond me. I guess it reveals how stupid these Democrats think you are. Or at least how stupid they think their constituencies are. Now, projection aside, obviously those comments are admissions, right? If Kamala were really as far as ahead as those puff polls a few weeks back in Act One of this election play were real, if they were actually conveying reality, if they were actually real, Raskin wouldn't, he would laugh. He would laugh. He completely dismissed the mere suggestion that Trump would ever be even close to winning the presidency. But the fact that he's not merely entertaining another Trump presidency, but openly warning he'll refuse to certify it speaks volumes to the kind of panic that's setting in among Democrats as we speak. And by the way, pay no attention to that drivel, that pathetic, desperate Democrat drivel. Pay no attention to it. They reduced themselves to the same pathetic antics back in 2000, 2004 with Bush, and 2016 with Trump. This isn't the first refusal to certify threat, and it'll go nowhere. But it does highlight the election shenanigans that the Democrats are obviously going to stoop to. So to that end, below this video, I have a number of links listed out. A huge shout out to our good friend Jack over at Red Eagles Politics. He put these links together. Make sure you send him some love. Go and subscribe to his channel. He's amazing. His polling analysis is second to none. Jack assembled a list of links to every organization that we can take part in to make sure we win this thing. So you'll see links to donate to the Trump campaign. You'll see a link to volunteer for phone banking, to call on behalf of Trump, to get that vote out, for poll watching, for voter registration, for ballot chasing, for all kinds of volunteer activities, you name it. It's all down below. Find something that you can do and make sure to do it so that we can overcome whatever election shenanigans they have planned for us and make sure to secure Trump's inevitable victory. We've got all the momentum in this election right now. That's what this live stream, I hope, has convinced you, that we have all the momentum. The wind is in our sails. They are fledgling right now. It is hilarious to watch the Democrats absolutely like cartoon characters on their barnacle barge just falling apart. We are soaring right now. But it is all hands on deck to, as in the great football drama, to leave no doubt. So click any link below for and find out whatever you can do. Volunteer, give, do whatever you need to do, and let's make this happen. Leave no doubt.